It's still, I think, it's 1928, the year. On one occasion, I saw two sisters who were about to enter hell, A terrible agony tore my soul. I prayed to God for them. And Jesus said to me, "Go to Mother Superior and tell her that those two sisters are in danger of committing a mortal sin." The next day, I told this to the superior. One of them had already repented with great fervor, and the other was going through a great struggle. So life is not easy, eh? To struggle hard for keeping up clean. Even the sisters cannot avoid temptations. So much so, we in the world also always be conscious of our life. One day Jesus said to me, "I'm going to leave this house because there are things here which displeases me." And the host came out of the tabernacle and came to rest in my hand, and with joy I placed it back in the tabernacle. This was repeated a second time, and I did the same thing. Despite this, it happened the third time, but the host was transformed into the living Lord Jesus, who said to me, "I will stay here no longer." It's a quantum, eh? Jesus doesn't want to stay. At this, a powerful love for Jesus rose up in my soul. I answered, "And I would not let you leave this house, Jesus." And again Jesus disappeared while the host remained in my hands. Once again, I put it back in the chalice and closed it up in the tabernacle. And Jesus stayed with us. I undertook to make 3 days of adoration by way of reparation. So she's praying for the whole community in reparation. Once Jesus said to me, "Tell Mother General that in this house, such and such a thing is being committed, which displeases me and offends me greatly." I did not tell this to Mother right away, but the uneasiness which the Lord made me feel did not permit me to wait a minute longer, and I wrote immediately to Mother General, and peace returned to my soul. I often felt the passion of the Lord Jesus in my body. Although this was imperceptible to others, and I rejoiced in it because Jesus wanted it so. But this lasted for only a short time. These sufferings set my soul afire with love for God and immortal souls. Love endures everything. Love is stronger than death. Love fears nothing. Although the situation in the convent is not very comfortable, but she offered her life. That's where her peace is. Always one Lord. Now he's going to another paragraph. It's February 22nd, 1931. In the evening, when I was in my cell, I saw the Lord Jesus clothed in a white garment. One hand was raised in the gesture of blessing, and the other was touching the garment at the breast. From beneath the garment, slightly drawn aside at the breast, there were emanating two great rays, one red and the other pale. In silence, I kept my gaze fixed on the Lord. My soul was struck with awe, but also with great joy. After a while, Jesus said to me, "Paint an image according to the pattern you see. If the signature, Jesus, I trust in you." I decided this image to be venerated first in a chapel and then throughout the world. That's what God's design, yeah. Jesus wants us to stay with Him. His love, show His love. I promise that the soul that will venerate this image, Jesus, I promise that the soul that venerate this image will not perish. I also promise victory over enemies already here on earth, especially at the hour of death. I myself will defend it as my own glory. So especially for people, dying people, say the Chapel of Divine Mercy, it helps. By the name of Jesus, the devil will go away. At least they got some peace. They give the heart some chance to repent. Because the devil is always around. Not because the sickness is devil, but devil is at a point of weakness. You know, when you're weak, then you think here and then, that. Then you give up. That's the point. Ask Jesus to stay. When I told this to my confessor, I received this for a reply. That refers to your soul, the confessor says. He told me, certainly, paint God's image in your soul. When I came out of the confessional, I again heard words such as these. My image is already in your soul. I decide that there be a feast of mercy. I want this image, which you will paint with a brush, to be solemnly blessed on the first Sunday of Easter. That Sunday used to be the Feast of Mercy. This is 1931 until